下面把时间交给陈牧师。
Praise the Lord，
感谢主。
这是今天唯一讲的一句英文的、
啊。This is the only English I speak today。
啊，感谢主啊 ，Peter Moore 的英文那么标准啊。
Thank God, Peter's English is so good, so standardized.
哦，听他讲英文很舒服，很舒服。
It is such a comfort to listen to Peter's English.
请大家为翻译的祷告。
Please also pray for the translator today.
特别是陈牧师讲到不习惯看稿子。
Especially for Pastor Chen, I'm not used to looking at the verses.When I'm preaching.
所以我如果不看这个稿子的时候，一定要为翻译的祷告。
Well, when I'm not looking at my script, okay, but please pray for the interpreter.
那当然也为讲员来祷告。
Of course, don't forget to pray for the speaker too.
让他尽量按着稿子来讲。
So that he follow his written script.
我是这样子，如果有一个稿子，我就不太会讲。
I'm pretty much like this. If I follow the written script, I really do not know how to do it.
但是为了要给听英文的弟兄姐妹，所以 hopefully 能够按着稿子。
But in order for those English speakers, I hope I will try my best to follow the written script.
那我们先一起低头来祷告一下。
Let's pray together.
天父还是真的恭敬的把自己、把翻译的、把弟兄姐妹交在你的手中。
Lord, I pray that I put everybody, including the speaker, translator, and everybody else, into your hands.
我们是这么的渺小，不配有限。
We are so small that we don't deserve your love.
你是这么的伟大、圣洁、无限。
You are such a great, faithful God.
我们站在你面前，我们要敬畏你。
In front of you, all we have is admiration.
我们不但敬畏你，我们又知道你深爱我们。
Not only we fear you, but we also deeply convict that you love us.
你在我们生命当中有一个你给我们的旨意。
You have a will printed in our lives.
你给你的教会有一个旨意。
You have a will for your church.
我们深信主啊，你的旨意行在我们的身上，也行在天上。
We firmly believe that your will act in earth as in heaven.
愿主你施恩赐福以下时间。
Lord, please give mercy and grace for the following time.
把讲的、翻译的一同交在恩主的手中。
To commit all everybody into your hands.
也为我们每一位会众的心来祷告。
Lord, we pray for the heart of everyone present here.
我们被你的话语抓住。
So that we can be grasped by your words.
我们被你的爱抓住。
So that we can be enfolded by your love.
我们愿意一生在你的手中。
So that we are in your hands all our lives.
一生为你所用。
So that you can use us all our lives.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
摩西一生有一个很重大的改变。
And there's a huge change in Moses' life.
是在刚刚所读的这段经文的第三章。
Demonstrated in chapter 3, Exodus
3. 前40年摩西在皇宫长大。
In the first 40 years, Moses grown up in the royal palace.
现在有一点点不 follow 讲章。
Right now, I'm a little off of the script.
到了第二个四十年。
Well, until the second 40 years.
他在旷野成长。
And he grew up in the wilderness.
第二个四十年。
The second 40 years of his.
平常的日子。
Everyday life.
他走在旷野要去放羊。
He was wandering in the wilderness.
看见一个很大的异象。
And he saw a huge vision.
一个焚而不毁的荆棘。
And he saw a great pile of bushes.
他要往前去。
And he wanted to cross it.
天上有声音对他说。
And a voice came down from heaven.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
And the voice said, Moses, take off your shoes.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
Because what the land you stand on is sacred land.
以后上帝给摩西一个使命。
And later on, God gave Moses a mission.
把我的百姓从埃及带出来。
And the mission is take my people out of Egypt.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
特别是在坐后面的年轻人。
Especially those young people who sit in the back.
如果这一篇信息你可以记住的话。
If you can remember this message.
有很多东西没有在 PowerPoint 上面。
Many things are not written on the PowerPoint.
现在的传道人喜欢用 PowerPoint.
Now the preachers, the ministers like to use PowerPoint.
往往没有 power 就没有 point.
Usually when there's no power, there's no point.
现在这句话没有在 PowerPoint 上面。
Well, this, what I'm going to say is not on a PowerPoint.
但是很有 power 又很有 point.
But it contains a lot of power and a lot of points.
请你能够可以记住。
Please remember them.
意象。
Vision.
呼召。
Calling.
使命。
Mission.
看见一个意象。
When you see a vision.
看见那眼睛所看不见的。
It means you see the invisible.
看见上帝要他看见的。
It means you see what God wants you to see.
看见意象的人
those who see the mission, the vision,
就不在原地打转
and they are not idling on place.
就从绝境当中跳出来
and they come out of his impasse.
就在那个时代当中
in his era,
有动力感
and he has a sense of power.
有迫切感
and he has a sense of urgency.
有使命感
and he has a sense of the times.
有方向感。
And he has a sense of direction.
意象完全改变一个人。
And vision can change completely a person.
意象一定带来一个上帝的呼召。
And a vision must carry a calling from God.
上帝对摩西呼召说，摩西说，我在这里。
God, when God is calling Moses, Moses said, Here I am.
呼召完毕，一定给一个人在时代当中有使命。
After the calling was done,He must carry a vision for that person.
在信息开始之前，这六句话你可以把它记下来。
At the beginning of the message, you need to remember these four, six things.
意象
Vision.
呼召
Calling.
使命
And mission.
以赛亚在乌西亚王崩的那年。
And Isaiah, at the year the king died.
他看见神。高高坐在宝座上，一个奇妙的意象。
And he saw a vision that he saw God sitting on the throne.
神呼召他。
God was calling him.
以赛亚说：“我在这里。”
And he said, "I am here."
以赛亚就在短暂的生命当中领受使命。
And in his short life, Isaiah was receiving God's calling.
保罗在大马色的路上，大光照耀他。
Paul, on his way to Damascus, big light shined upon him.
一个超自然的意象出现。
A supernatural vision appeared.
领受一个呼召。
Receiving a calling.
你要成为一个外邦人的光。
And you must be the light from the Gentiles.
成为保罗一生的使命。
And this has become the mission of his whole life.
今天的信息一开始。
And today's message is this.
这是我的负担。
And this is my commitment.
我们都是非常平凡的人。
We are all ordinary people.
我们都是非常有限的。
We are very limited.
平凡就像摩西一样。
And we are just as ordinary as Moses was.
平凡就像以赛亚一样。
And we are as ordinary as Moses.
甚至说平凡也像保罗一样。
And even as ordinary as Paul.
但是一个人当有意象的时候。
When a person receives a mission, a vision.
从平凡当中你就看见神给他的伟大。
And you can see the greatness God brought on him.
呼召就使一个人一生转变方向
and calling makes a person change completely
以至于带来使命
so that he can bring the mission
我求主恩待我们
so I pray that God have mercy on us
一生意向没有违背
and our vision has no denial
呼召没有轻忽
and calling has no mockery
使命没有懈怠。
And mission has absolutely no laziness.
亲爱的年轻朋友。
And my dear young people.
一生如果你可以看见几个属灵的前辈。
But in your life, if you can see demonstration of a few spiritual person.
那是上帝给你的恩典。
And this is the mercy from God.
是灵魂的塑造。
And this is the construction of your soul.
要进入今天这段经文。
And today we're going into our today's message.
在这段经文当中。
In this message.
第三章意象出现。
And in chapter 3, a vision is appeared.
呼召来到。
Calling arrived.
使命领受。
And a mission received.
请问神州教会。
Let me ask China Grace.
要继续往前走。
Are we going forward?
教会有没有意象？
Does our church have a vision?
教会有没有呼召？
Does the church have received a calling?
在这个世代，在 Bluebell 这个，你们这个地方叫什么？
Bluebell。
有没有神给你们在这个地区的使命？
And do we have a mission in this area?
还是我们在 maintain 一个 program?
Are we maintaining our programs?
夏天有 VBS 吗？
Do we have VBS in the summer? Yes, we do.
九月有退休会吗？
Do we have a church retreat in September?
十一月有感恩节吗？
In November, do we have Thanksgiving
celebration? 十二月有圣诞节吗？
Christmas celebration in December?
2013年又有复活节吗？
And do we have celebration, other celebration?
2013年 VBS 又要来了吗？
And do we have VBS on 2013?
你建立完了以后再找一个什么讲员来吗？
And do we invite another speakers?
过了九月份以后再搞一个 Thanksgiving 吗？
Do we have another celebration of Thanksgiving?
还是神州烧烤吗？
And whatever China Grace barbecue?
教会有没有意向？
Do we have a vision?
有没有领受呼召？
Do we have a calling?
有没有在这世代当中主，这是你给我们教会的使命。
Do we have a mission to organize the church on the earth?
摩西前四十年。
And the first 40 years of Moses.
在皇宫长大。
And he grew up in the royal palace.
自己认为 I am something.
And he believed that he was something.
四十年在旷野。
And 40 years in the wilderness.
整天对着羊咩咩咩咩咩咩咩咩。
And he was facing his sheep every day.
I am nothing.
I am nothing.
以后四十年
The last 40 years
God is everything
神是所有的一切
感谢赞美主
Thank of God
但是就在他领受意向领受呼召领受使命的第四章出现这个经文
In chapter 4 after he received all this these passages appear
领受使命难免会心中心惊胆战
When he received all this he might have fear
摩西对神说摩西对神
Moses answered
他们一定不信我
Behold they will not believe me
他们一定不听我
And not listening to my voice
虽然我有意向我有呼召我有使命
For they say that the Lord did not appear
但是他们不会相信我的
And they don't believe me
以后耶和华对他说了
And then Lord said to him
摩西你手里拿的是什么
And what's that in your hand MosesLord said,
摩西说是一根杖。
He said, a staff.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹在座的朋友。
Our dear brothers and sisters.
我对上帝问人的问题很有兴趣。
I'm very interested in the questions God was asking Moses.
上帝问人问题的时候是他不知道还是我们不知道。
When God was asking questions, he said, me who doesn't know or he doesn't know.
当上帝问人问题的时候每次都带来一个很重要的真理。
When God asks a question, he brings in a very important message of truth.
第一个很重要的问题是上帝问亚当的问题。
And the first question is the question that God addressed to Adam.
我很佩服他因为我完全没有按照稿子。上帝问亚当一个问题。
God was asking Adam a question.
当亚当犯罪以后上帝问他什么问题。
When Adam sinned, what question does God ask him?
亚当你在哪里？
Adam, where are you?
请问是亚当不知道自己在哪里，还是上帝不知道他在哪里？
Adam does not know where he is, or God doesn't know where he is?
上帝问亚当你在哪里？
God was asking Adam where he was.
有点像我们做爸爸妈妈的。
It's pretty much like what we are as parents.
你在做什么？
To the kids, what do you think you're doing?
你在做什么？
What are you doing?
你在做什么？是他不知道自己在做什么，还是父母亲不知道自己在做什么？
What does that mean? That the kid does not know what he's doing, or the parents don't know?
上帝在问亚当你在哪里？
When God was asking Adam where he was,
审判性的问候。
And this is a judging questioning.
亚当你在哪里？
And Adam, where are you?
慈爱的呼唤。
And this is a merciful calling.
亚当你在哪里？
And where are you, Adam?
这是生命当中一个很重要的问题。
And this is a very important question in life.
我不晓得今天有没有福音朋友在我们当中。
I really do not know there's any non-believers in here.
我们知不知道我们在哪里？
And do we know where we are?
这是一个位分的问题。
And this is a question of status.
对于一个已经信主的弟兄姐妹。
For a believer.
这是上帝问的第二个很重要的问题。
And this is the second most important question God asks.
你手里拿的是什么？
What do you have in your hand?
你手里是什么？
What's in your hand?
摩西知不知道自己手里是什么？
Does Moses know what he has in his hand?
摩西说是一根杖。
Moses said a staff.
上帝说把它丢下去。
And God said throw it on the ground.
一个没有生命的木头杖。
And lifeless staff.
变成有生命的一条蛇。
Became a living serpent.
再回到你的手上。
And that serpent came into the hand of Moses.
变成一个原本的木头杖。
And he became a staff again.
请问
，Let me ask you，
这根杖代表什么
？And what is the staff symbolize？
上帝每次问我们的时候，都代表一个真理的比喻。
When God, each time God asks us a question, it carries a metaphor of truth.
每一个比喻后面有一个真理很重要的含义。
Behind the metaphor, there is a message of truth.
摩西说他们一定不会信我的，虽然有异象、有呼召、有使命，但是我怎么可能把以色列百姓带出埃及呢？
Moses said, these people, they don't believe me, even though they receive all these
promises. 他们不会相信我的。他们不会相信我的。神问摩西说，你手里的是什么？
And God asked Moses, what do you have in your hand?
是一根杖。
It's a rod.
这根杖代表什么？
What does it symbolize?
这根杖代表摩西的身份，他已经不再是埃及的王子了。
And the staff symbolizes his status. He's no longer a prince in the royal palace.
四十年，他就是一个牧羊的人。
And for 40 years, he had been a shepherd.
代表他的一个身份。
And he symbolizes his status.
代表他自己的 identity.
He symbolizes his identity.
一根杖又代表什么？
What does it symbolize?
那时候没有银行的。
And there was no bank at that time.
也没有户口的。
And there is no whatever registration.
你有多少头羊，就代表你有多少财富。
How many sheep do you have symbolize how much power and wealth you have?
这根杖又代表什么？
What does it symbolize?
杖可以引导羊。
And the staff can drive sheep.
杖可以驱赶羊群野兽。
And the rod can chase away wolves.
杖代表他的影响力。
And the staff represents his influence.
我相信摩西一定不是一个小人物。
I think Moses is not a small potato.
在埃及是埃及王子。
When he was in Egypt, he was a prince.
到米甸虽然自己觉得 I am nothing.
And later, he, even though he believed he was nothing.
但是当一个厉害的人无论到哪里都有一定的成就。
When a great person, no matter where he is, he has great achievement.
这一根杖。
This rod.
过去不在皇宫。
Was not in his palace.
今天在米甸。
And today it was with him.
代表我自己。
Representing him.
代表我有什么。
What is it?Say,
代表我是什么
and it symbolizes who he is.
但是这根杖
But this rod,
如果只在他的手中
only if this rod in his hand only,
在四十年也不过就是一根杖
For 40 years, it remained nothing but a stick.
可能在米甸是一个伟大的酋长
But in, he might be a big tribe leader.
也不过就在米甸
And he is in his area.
但是如果这根杖交在神的手上
When this rod goes into God's hand,
把你的杖交给我
And give me your staff.
把你自己交给我
And give yourself
to me. 把你有的交给我
And give everything you have to me.
把你可以影响的交给我
But give all your influence into me.
这根杖
And this rod.
自此以后成为神的杖。
And this rod later on is becoming God's rod.
打在尼罗河，尼罗河变血水。
And when God uses to hit the Nile,
打在红海，红海分开。
And when he hits the Red Sea, the sea separates.
打在磐石上，磐石就流出水。
When God uses to hit the rock, the water comes from the rock.
因为这根杖在神的手中。
Because this rod is in God's hand.
这个人在神的手中。
Because this person is God's control.
他能够有的在神的手中。
He's,
他在神的手中知道他是什么。
In God's hand, he knows who he is.
3000多年前，上帝问摩西的问题。
3,000 years ago, the question God was asking Moses.
神同样今天也问我们。
And God is asking the same question to us.
在你手中的是什么？
What's that in your hand?
你是否有意向、呼召、使命？
Do you have the all three? Mission, calling, and, what?
Mission.
Mission. Vision, mission, calling.
你是否愿意把自己交在神的手中？
Do you, are you willing to commit yourself into God's hands?
我觉得在北美都是一些非常优秀的人。
And we think that, I think that the people in North America are very wonderful, excellent people.
也有一番作为。
And they achieve great things.
但是是否你就持有自己这根杖，在你那个范围当中，在你那片天地里面，在你那个圈圈当中。
But is that that you carry your own rod into your area, your own circle, your own life?
如果你能够把自己交给神，
If you can commit yourself into, to God,
能够在神的手中，
into God's hands,
我巴不得你也经历这三句话。
I can't wait for you to experience these three things.
过去自己认为 I am something.
Before, I think I'm 我很了不起。
可能来到美国一段时间觉得哎呀I am nothing.
After I come over to the United States, you start to believe that I'm nothing.
但真的把自己交给神。
But when you commit seriously yourself to God,
你能够经历到 God is everything.
那时候你就能够经历到神是所有的一切。
你真的经历到这位神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And you will experience that God is the God of all fathers.
是真的向我们显现了。
And God did appear to us.
上帝给人有意向，有呼召，有使命。
And God gives people vision, calling, and mission.
人可以把自己交在神的手中。
So that people can commit themselves into God.
摩西在年老的时候做了一句非常伟大的祷告。
And Moses, at his very late age, he did a wonderful prayer.
他说：“主啊。”
And Moses, a prayer, Moses.
你世世代代做我们的居所。
A prayer of Moses, the man of God, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
一个有限的一代，却因为主看见世世代代。
A limited generation can see generation after generation because of God.
摩西一生都在旷野里面。
And Moses spent all his life in the wilderness.
但是当他看见这位主的时候，把自己交在主的手中的时候，
At the side of the Lord, when he committed himself into the hands of the Lord,
每一个旷野变成神居住的所在。
Every place he stays becomes a dwelling place of our Lord.
以后他对神有一个很深的敬拜。
And later on, he developed a deep reverence towards God.
诸山为神深处。
And before the appearance of all mountains,
地与世界未曾造成。
Before the earth appeared,
从亘古到永远。
From the very beginning to eternity,
你是上帝。
You are the Lord.
有限的人。
And limited people, human beings,
敬拜无限的上帝。
Worshipping unlimited God,
短暂的人。
And a short life,
敬拜永恒的上帝。
Worship eternal God.
这就是一个有限的人领受异象。
And this is how a limited person receives vision. There's a calling in life.
完成使命。
And achieving great mission.
圣经有一个宝贵的应许。
And there's a very precious promise in Bible.
请讲中文的朋友，我们先来读中文；讲英文的朋友，我们来读英文。
Let's read in Chinese and English.
预备，请。如果可以的话，我们把它背下来。英文的，请。
Be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom.
教会告诉我说，今天是宣教的主日。
And the church has told us today is a missionary day.
我在上帝面前祷告过去一个礼拜。
In the past week, I've been praying in front of the Lord.
换了三个信息。
I received three messages.
讲到宣教。
When it comes to mission.
求主给我们意象。
And we pray that God give us vision.
求主给我们呼召。
Give us a calling.
而我们能够完成这个 mission.
So that we can accomplish the mission.
但是上帝给我们带来一个很大的应许。
And our Lord has also brought us a great promise.
你给人的。
Whatever you give to other people,
一定有给你的。
Will be given back to you.
而且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上金下流的倒在你的怀里。
And will be given back to you plentifully.
这个是魏德凯牧师。
And this is Richard Webster.
1920年出生。
And he was born in 1920.
在加州的 Orange County 出生。
And he was born in Orange County, California.
后来在加州的 Berkeley 念化学，在跟我们当中有些人是同
学。And he studied chemistry at the University of California, Berkeley.
他在大学完毕以后，念研究所的时候。
When he graduated from college, he went to graduate school.
有一天团契来了一个讲员。
And there was a one day a speaker came to his fellowship.
我不晓得那天是不是一个宣教主日。
I really do not know that day was a missionary day.
但这个讲员讲完信息以后，问了三句话。
After he delivered his speech, he asked three questions.
第一句话我要问弟兄姐妹。
And the first question he asked his brothers and sisters.
你们是否承认自己是耶稣基督的门徒？
Do you think that you are disciples of Lord Jesus?
这是第一个。
And this is the first question.
你们是否同意主耶稣在复活升天以前颁给门徒的大使命？
Do you believe that the Lord Jesus gave his disciple great mission?
哦，这两个问题了。
And these are the two questions.
你们是主的门徒吗？
Are you disciples of Lord Jesus?
你们是否承认主耶稣所颁布的大使命的这个使命？
Do you agree with the great mission, commission of our Lord Jesus?
第三个问题。
The third question.
对这个大使命，你们有什么回应？
What do you do to respond to this great commission?
三个问题讲完，讲完走了。
Three questions asked, he left.
当时年轻的魏牧师。
At that time, the young Richard Webster.
晚上回去辗转难测。
He could not fall into sleep.
讲员的三个问题让他辗转难思。
And these three questions he was thinking back and forth.
1947年。
In 1947.
1947年。
1947.
我们知道那个是什么样的年代。
Do we know what period of time was it?
从美国坐船抵达上海。
He arrived in Shanghai by boat.
在安徽的安庆学习中文。
And he studied Chinese in Anhui Anqing.
以后被派到成都。
After that, he was sent to Chengdu.
1949年跟他的妻子。
And in 1949, together with his wife.
他们第一次去的时候还带了一个小，带着他们第一个儿子。
And the first time he went there, he brought his own son.
1949年。
In 1949.
生下第二个女儿。
The second daughter came.
各位，我们一听到这个年代就很敏感。
We are pretty sensitive to that era of time.
我们台湾来的说沦陷了。我们国内来的说解放了。
Brothers from Taiwan, we say.
没关系，不一定要翻译。
OK.
总之，宣教士就被撤走了。
And in short, all the missionaries withdrew.
魏师母跟那个刚生出来的小女儿。
The Reverend Webster, together with his just born little girl.
历史的记载说。
And in the record,
他们躲在担架上面。
They were hid on the
担架
stretcher,
盖上盖那个尸体的布
，covered with a body sheet,
装成尸体。
And they faked into a body,
抬出医院避难
，were carried outside of the hospital to escape.
成都到南京。
From 成都 to 南京，
转到香港，再回到美国。
Via Hong Kong back to the United States.
但是回到美国两年。
Two years after he came back to the United States.
你是门徒吗
？Are you still disciple of Lord Jesus?
你承认主耶稣所颁布的大使命吗
？Do you agree with the great
commission? 你有什么回应呢
？And what is your response?
1951年，夫妻两个带着孩子，又回到亚洲的台湾。
And in 1941, they went back to Taiwan with his wife and children.
以后这个牧师
Later on, this pastor
还有其他的宣教士
together with other missionaries
就在台湾建立了当时的校园团契
organized a campus fellowship in Taiwan.
我为什么有兴趣去读他的历史背景
Why do I have to read that?
六月份有一个宣教士来我们教会讲道
In the past June, there was a missionary came to our church.
他已经七十几岁了
He was in his 70s.
他在中国大陆做很多的宣教工作。
He did a lot of work, missionary work.
叫陈雷牧师，你们认识他吗
？His name is 陈雷。
他在我带他去吃饭，跟他分享，他就说
，I went out eat with him and he told me.
为什么我现在在大陆做 campus crusade 的工作
？Why am I doing campus crusade?
因为我在大学的时候，就是这些宣教士来栽培我们的。
And because when I was in mainland, when I was in college, all these missionaries cultivated me.
所以我有机会到福州去做一些福音工作。
So that I have opportunity to do missionary work in 福州。
不是为他们这个 募款买电脑吗？计算机吗？
So that they can do some fundraising to buy some computers.
你看一代又一代。
And you can see that the big commission carries on from generation to generation. 1951.
来台湾。
I came to Taiwan.
1947年到中国。
1947, he went to China.
48年魏牧师在中国人做福音工作。
And he was serving in China for 48 years.
而我所敬重的陈雷牧师也都75岁了。
And the Reverend 陈雷 was already 75 years old.
他就承接这样子在中国除了农村教会的福音工作以外也做 Campus Crusade 的工作。
And he carried the torch and do the missionary work in mainland China.
当我读他的故事的时候
When I read his story,
后来师母在1950年在台湾得了癌症。
And the pastor's wife got cancer in 1950s
你也知道
in Taiwan.
50年代台湾的生活状况。
You know what life was in the 50s in Taiwan.
后来回到美国治疗。
And then he came back to the United States for treatment.
师母得到癌症的时候。
When he was having cancer.
各地的捐款。
And all the money from all everywhere came in.
他们却在借用这个捐款除了治疗以外在台湾买了一块地叫橄榄山。
And they used the money to buy a piece of land is called 橄榄山 in Taiwan.
就让很多的大学生在那里有夏令营的开始。
So that the college students have a VBS in there.
Summer camp.
Summer camp in there.
后来1963年。
In 1963.
为什么我记那么清楚？
Why am I remembering this so well?
小弟刚刚出生。
Because I was just born.
师母过世了。
And the wife passed away.
师母的遗嘱写下来。
In his will,
把我的遗体葬回台湾去。
She said that my body is going to be buried in Taiwan.
就葬在橄榄山。
And her body was buried in 橄榄山 in Taiwan.
我们再来思想什么是宣教。
Let us reflect upon what mission was.
绝大多数人不认识他们。
Most people don't know about these people.
但是在他大学的时候
In his college time,
他有意向。
He had a vision.
他有呼召。
He had a calling.
他有使命。
He had a mission.
从美国到中国。
From China to the United States.
即便在大环境这么战乱当中。
In the chaotic time,
他不会违背那个意向。
He cannot betray his vision.
他不会轻忽那个呼召。
He cannot mock his calling.
懈怠神给他的使命。
He cannot treat his mission.
真的应验了圣经的讲的话。
And this proves God's words.
你要给人。
You have to give it to people.
就有给我们。
And everything will be given back to you.
连摇带按。连摇带按上尖下流的倒在我们怀里。
And everything else put together, everything returned back to you.
我们在台湾长大了。
We grew up in Taiwan.
真的很感谢上帝差派这么多宣教士。
We are so thankful that God has sent so many missionaries.
这只不过是其中之一。
And he was the only one of them.
甚至我们许多人不知道他的名字。
And we don't even know about, many people don't even know about his name.
校园成立以后。
After the Campus Crusade established.
转到南台湾去。
Reverend Wei moved to south of Taiwan.
做乡村的福音工作。
Doing country mission trip.
我们现在在讲宣教，宣教。
When we talk about mission right now.
宣教是真的有一个本领。
And you must have a gift to do mission.
在很繁忙的工作当中，他是学不同的语言。
And in his busy work, he has to learn different languages, dialects.
Peter, 你知道不？台湾。很多美国人会说台语的。
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
对不起啊，国内的朋友，我现在在说台语，你也听不懂。Sorry, you cannot understand.
Peter, he's talking in Thailand. I don't even, so don't feel bad. I don't know.
他到南台湾啊，传福音给很闽南的乡村的这些百姓。
He moved to very south of Taiwan, who speak very with very dialectic and very hard to.
以后就成立了乡村的福音工作。
And he in that such a difficulty, he established the mission activities.
很抱歉，完全没有照稿了。我们真的是很感谢。 魏牧师后来2010年被主接走。
And Reverend passed away in 2011.
乡村福音工作现在有台湾的一个叫陈文义牧师在接任。
And this campus gospel fellowship was taken away by another pastor.
我们主恩堂有机会在暑假带领年轻人到台湾做乡村的福音的英文营的工作。
Our church has a mission trip to Taiwan to do the English mission trip.
那个中间穿红色衣服很可爱，是不是
？And the little girl in the middle, red, she's
她要 senior 12年级以上才能够去。
And you have to be a senior in college to be able
to go. 所以他们这次是大学的几个学生。
And so this time, they were a few college students.
跟学校配合。
And together with college.
而且比较是在南台湾福音不容易进去的地方。
Went to the very south of Taiwan where gospel very hard to break into.
教英文的方式。
In the name of teaching them English.
在学校里面。
In schools.
传福音给他们。
Spread the gospel to people.
这是我女儿第一次去的。
And this time, my daughter went there for the first time.
我们当中可能很多人没有办法像魏牧师这样子一生在异乡异地一辈子。
I know that many of us have difficulty to contribute their lives like Reverend Webster in different place in different world.
但是长宣从中宣从短宣开始。
And the long mission is started from the short mission.
如果不清楚意向呼召也没有什么使命，但是从短宣开始。
If you are not very clear about your vision, you can start from the short trip mission trip.
耶稣基督的应许啊。
And this is the promise from our Lord.
你要给人呢。
You have to give it to people.
就必有给你的。
And things will be given back to you.
用十足的升斗。连摇带按上尖下流的倒在你怀里啊。
OK, you press down, good measure, everything will be pulled back to you.
我女儿回来以后，
After my daughter came back,
两件事情让我印象最深刻。
And she did two things that impressed me a lot.
要不要听听看？
Do you want to listen to them?
第一件事情，
The first thing,
她告诉我们做父母的，
She told us as parents,
我要学中文，
I want to study Chinese.
奇怪，短宣队有这个 benefit 啊。
That's such a strange thing, and short-term mission does not have that.
主动的要学中文。
He was willing to study Chinese.
因为他自己回到自己的家乡以后，跟这些年轻的国中的孩子交谈的时候，发现自己的语言就是一个桥梁。他发现这个桥梁不够。
When he went back to Taiwan, he found that his native language was not enough, and the language is a bridge. With other people, hers is not enough.
短信回来说，爸爸妈妈，我要学中文。
And after she came back, she said, "I want to study Chinese."
第二件事情。
Second thing.
我要重新调整跟神的关系。
I want to readjust my relationship with God.
你要给人。
And I'm going to give it to people.
就给我们。
And you will give it to people. Things will be given back to you.
用十足的升斗。
Okay, a good measure.
连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在我怀里。
And running over will be given back to you.
摩西以后，圣经称他为世界上最谦和的人。
And later on, the Bible called Moses the most humble person in the world.
他把自己交在神手。
And he gave himself into the hands of God.
圣经还有一句话。
And in the Bible,
这是 PBL 的制服。
And this is the symbol of the.
呀，我一看，我很喜欢这个 T-shirt.
I like the T-shirt design.
除了是我们教会一个人设计的以外。
And this was designed by a person.
一看就很清楚。
And what we see that is very clear.
马太福音第五章，第六章。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
你们是世上的光。
And you are the salt.
你们是世上的盐。
You are the light. You are the light and salt of the
world. 光一来，黑暗就离开了。
When light comes in, darkness goes away.
盐在当时是有防腐的。
And salt has a reserving effect.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters.
谈到 mission.
When we talk about mission,
我们有意向。
We have a vision.
我们有呼召。
We have a calling.
我们要使命。
We also have mission.
我们要在这个时代。
In this era,
要有属灵的影响力。
We must have spiritual influence.
19世纪最伟大的国家 英国。
And in 19th century, the greatest one of the greatest nations in England.
上帝差派他们宣教士到世界各地去。
And Lord sent many missionaries from England to all parts of the world.
二十世纪我们来到美国。
In 20th century, we came over to the United States.
美国成为全世界的强国。
The United States has become the superpower of the world.
差派宣教士出去。
Sending missionaries all over the world.
神为什么让我们强？
Why did God want us to be strong?
属灵的影响力。
And this is a spiritual strength.
二十一世纪，我们说哪一国崛起的
？21st century, which country is the most powerful?
哪一国崛起的
？Which country?
学中文的人越来越多。
More and more people started studying Chinese.
中国字越来越多。
Chinese characters are all over the place.
NBA 的篮球职业明星。
And even the NBA players of NBA stars,
连 tattoo, 连那个都写中文字。
And when they have tattoo on their body, they have Chinese.
只是他们不晓得那个什么意思。
But they do not know what they mean.
我上次看到一个球星上面写一个狗熊。
I saw a player who tattooed Chinese character 狗熊 on bear.
你到北京去
，When you go to Beijing,
你不要随便讲。讲中文去讲外国人 对 Peter 也不要随便乱讲
You do not speak Chinese
哎呀北京有两个人看到那个黑人说哎这两个人怎么那么黑呀、啊、对那黑人啊
when in Beijing when they see two black people and say hey how come the black people are so dark they say that in Chinese
人家那两个黑人转过头来对你说爹娘生的
and the two black people turn around and said I was born with it I was born like that
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters
中文
Chinese,
中国话
Chinese language
越来越普遍
are much more spread out
为了要让我们属神的儿女
so that our brothers and sisters
领受属灵的使命
receive the vision from God
属灵的影响力
receive the influence, spiritual influence
我们是世上的盐
we are the salt
我们是世上的光
we are the light
愿主恩待我们
let God have mercy
在这个时代当中
In this era,
主啊，求你给我意象。
Lord, please give us a vision.
求你给我呼召。
Please give me a calling.
我可以完成你给我的使命。
So that I can accomplish your.
我把我自己交在你的手中。
So that I can commit myself into you.
最后一个见证。
Last testimony.
PBL.
Our PBL.
中间那个脚受伤的是我儿子啊。
And the boy in the middle who has a bad foot is his son.
礼拜天就要去 PBL 了。
Sunday he's going to PBL.
礼拜六打篮球把脚给摔坏了。
And the Saturday before he hurt his foot.
大家都去 PBL 了。
Everybody went to PBL.
你就知道他礼拜天回来那个沮丧的脸。
Oh, he was so miserable when he come back on Sunday.
礼拜一去看 specialist.
The next following Monday he went to see a specialist.
给他一个 boots.
And the doctor gave him a boot.
他马上问医生说。
And he said to his doctor,
"May I go to the summer camp?"
我能去夏令营吗？
医生说 ，You may, 你可以啊。
And the doctor said, "Yes, you can."
我们马上把他带到 PBL 去。
We brought him to the PBL.
感谢主。
Thank God.
你要给人。
You have to give it to other people.
就有给你的。
And it will be given back to you.
我礼拜五去接教会的一些孩子回来。
Last Friday, I went to pick up our kids.
我们教会有一个升十一年级的男孩子。
In our church, there's an 11th grader.
我知道他以前在家里的行为，在教会的行为。
I knew how he was in the church and in his family.
但是非常感谢主。
And thank God.
他这一次在 PBL 当中被分到是传福音那一组。
And this in his VBS, he was assigned to the group of spreading gospel.
他用他的美国中文跟我说。
And he used his Chinese, American Chinese, and said to us,
我很感谢上帝呀。
I thank our Lord
给我这一次的挑战。
For giving me this challenge.
我终于知道耶稣这个人了。
I came to understand who Jesus was.
后来我们跟这个家庭两三家到 Arcadia National Park 去。去玩了几天
，and then later on I went with his family into Arcadia Park.
我们在那个 Bar Harbor Town 里面
，in the town of Bar Harbor.
那几个孩子居然在 town 里面跟人家传福音
，and this a few kids or even spreading the gospel to the local folks.
一天早上我们要去 hiking.
And one morning we were about to go hiking.
几个年轻的孩子从 PPO 回来说，我们正在 devotion.
And the kids came in to tell us that we are in the middle of morning devotion.
求主恩待我们。
May Lord have mercy on us.
能够在宣教的事工上有份。
So that we can have part in the great mission church, mission.
那可能弟兄姐妹会说，哎呀，我们教会现在还有自己很多需要。
Maybe our brothers and sisters say, sorry, we may have our own needs.
我们还在寻牧啊。
We are still looking for a pastor.
我们不是很有清楚的意向呼召。
We do not have very clear vision, calling a mission.
或是使命啊。
Or mission.
我最后跟各位分享一个见证。
At the very last, I want to share this with you.
年初的时候，我到上海去。
At the beginning, we went to Shanghai.
一个以海归为主的团契。
And then we went to a fellowship formed by people coming back from the United States.
他的团契是几百人。
And this fellowship is composed of hundreds of people.
不过在中国要人不是那么困难。
But it's not a difficult thing to gather a few hundreds of people in China.
后来发现这个团契很多问题。
And then later on, we came into a lot of problems into
this.
And the problems are so much that this fellowship
fall apart.
And many, I cannot share with you a lot of questions.
也没有牧师，也没有很严谨的组织。
No pastor, no organization in the fellowship.
这么乱七八糟当中。
And it's a chaotic in the middle of this chaos.
他们决定开始做宣教。
They decided to do mission.
在上海到青岛去。
And from Shanghai, they went to 青岛。
到哈尔滨。
To, they went to Harbin.
他们到中国都是那个美国派去在公司里面很重要的职分哦。
These are the people who held important positions in the American company.
但是在教会里面。
In their church, they saw a more precious mission, vision.
我就看见这个团契完全不一样。
I saw the, this fellowship turns around.
如果你一直对内，你会看见自己有层出不穷的问题，解决不完的问题。
If you keep looking at yourself in the inwards, you will see an endless problem.
这个问题解决的那个问题又跑出来。
One after another.
这个问题解决了，那个问题又出现。
And many problems.
因为我们都是人，有人的地方就有问题嘛。
Because we are all human, we no matter where we are, we are problems.
但是神很奇妙。
But the wonder is,
差派我们出去。
And we are sent out.
我们能够成为他手中的杖。
We become the rod in God's hands.
来贵教会有几次。
I came here many times.
我觉得你们教会有音乐的人才。
I think that our church has musical talents.
坐在这里听这个音乐。
And the pianist playing the music.
我觉得是全东岸华人教会最好的音乐。
Well, this is our pianist is the best in the North America.
组织音乐团队到欧洲宣教。
The lover.
组织音乐侍奉到欧洲到南美宣教。
Can we organize a musical mission to the Europe?
教会就会流动起来。
And the church can be flowing.
今天跟我一起来的有我们教会的同工。
And today, together with me, there's some co-workers.
很荣幸为各位介绍陈海怡姐妹。
And it's a pleasure to...
阿姨姐妹请站起来一下。
Sister 陈海怡。
陈海怡姐妹在江森江省工作。
She is working at for Johnson Johnson.
但我看见她身上也有一根神的杖。
I saw a rod of God in her.
但是这根杖如果只在她手里面
，this staff remains in her hand.
我想就是江森江省的一个经理了。
And she is nothing but a manager at Johnson Johnson.
当她把自己交给神的时候
，but when she commits herself into God.
在 CNC 就是使者的宣教大会以后
，in the CNC mission meeting，
成立了大费城的宣教团契，英文简称 GPMF Great Philadelphia Mission Fellowship， 终于可以讲一点点英文了。
GPNS was finally set up。
那今天可以跟各位教会的一些同工来分享。
And today she can share with us。
大费城的教会大家集合起来。
And all the greater churches in greater Philadelphia.
我相信我们都是上帝的儿女。
We are, I believe, we are all God's sons and daughters of God.
一个教会的复兴不是神的心意。
And the rise of a church is not God's, 不是教会的心意。 It's not the rise of a church. It's not the will of a God.
如果我们有两三个孩子，
if we have two or three children,
一个孩子很杰出，
and one is excellent,
不是父母的快乐，
and this is not the joy of our parents.
实在相信大费城地区，
and we think that the churches in all
three of
those areas
共同有份，
should have a share a part in the mission.
愿神恩待我们。
So hope God have mercy on us.
愿待我们这一代，恩待我们这一代。
So God have mercy on this generation.
恩待我们下一代。
And the next generation as well.
我们要一起来领受主餐啊。
And later on, we're going to share Lord's Supper.
每次领受主餐不是一个仪式。
And each time we do that, this is not merely a ceremony.
今天领受主餐的时候，
today when we do that,
我们特别来纪念。
So we especially to remember
主耶稣所颁布的大使命，
our Lord's great commission.
在这个大使命颁布之前，
before he proclamated the great commission,
马太福音二十八章，
and in the book of Matthew chapter 28,
大使命颁布之前，
before that,
有耶稣被拆开。
And our Jesus was sent.
大使命颁布之后，
after he was sent,
千万的圣徒，欧洲、北美、中国、南韩，千万的圣徒被差派。
Tens of thousands of disciples were sent.
大使命颁布之前，
before the Great Commission,
耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus was nailed down on the cross for us.
大使命颁布之后，
after the Great Commission,
有千万的基督徒背起十字架。
Tens of thousands of disciples carry our Lord Jesus' cross.
大使命颁布之前，
before the Great Commission,
耶稣流出宝血。
Our Lord Jesus shed his blood.
大使命颁布之后，
after that,
有许多神的儿女，
thousands of God's children
牺牲奉献。
Sacrifice their life for God.
我们今天来纪念主餐。
And today we're remembering them through our ceremony.
为什么我们有意向？
Why we have a vision?
有呼召。
A calling.
有使命。
A mission.
关键在于耶稣基督。
Because everything is about our Lord Jesus.
我们一起低头。
Let's pray.
交给我， 自己那个帐篷成为神所使用的。主耶稣在这被卖的那一夜，举起饼来祝谢，擘开，他说：“这是我的身体，为我们舍。你们若要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”我们请服侍的同工到前面，当我们在举行这个圣礼的时候，若是您还没有受洗，请您暂时不要领受。已经受洗的弟兄姐妹，让我们一边存着感恩的心来领受，一边来回应神今天给我们的话语。
Thank you.
为我们死，主也为我们在。在这段时间称为末世，也是传福音的时机，让我们感恩的心一同来领受。
我们一首诗歌来回应，请我们一起起立，愿这首诗歌成为我们的祷告，献上活祭，紧紧的来跟随他，因为他的恩典慈爱永不止息。如果可以唱的话，我们大声的来唱。
我心切切渴慕你，我要紧紧随你，你恩典与慈爱永不止息，你心事直到永远。我望我的神，因你奇妙生命，献上我的赞美。耶稣，主耶稣，耶稣。耶稣，求用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。我心深深向你
这是你的祷告吗？这么有限不配有罪的人，遇见伟大无限全能无罪的神，他愿意使用我们，你是否愿意把自己交在神的手中，求他使用我们一生？巴不得这是我们宣教的开始，把自己交在他的面前，把这根杖交在他的手中，让他使用我们一生。如果这是你的祷告，让我们再来唱副歌。耶稣，主耶稣，
耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。耶稣，主耶稣，求用我一生。
耶稣，主耶稣，
耶稣，主耶稣，求用。
切的荣耀感恩颂赞归给你。谢谢主，你是一个呼召的主，你是赐人意象的神，你是对人说话的上帝，你更是愿意使用我们这不配、有限、污秽、肮脏，却因着你使用，使它洁净、干净、闪亮，甚至成为别人的祝福。因此主啊，我们深深的再次向你敬拜。在每一次的聚会当中，主啊，谢谢你得着我们，得着我们的心。主不但得着我们，得着我们的心，让我们成为世上的光，世上的盐，让我们给出去。主啊，抓住你给我们的应许，在这一生当中成为在宣教的事工上被你使用的器皿，再次恭敬的把你所爱的教会神州基督教会交在你的面前。无论是巡牧，无论是教会的拓展，主让你的教会在宣教的侍奉上有份、有机会、有参与，以至于主啊，你的应许说我们给人就有给我们的，十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的，充充满满的倒在神州教会里面。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿门。请坐。